Blog Talk Radio. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his courts with thanksgiving and let us his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, and God bless you, each and every one of you. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. I am Bishop Shalene Cook, the woman of God of this assembly, but as always, I am being joined by some of God's very finest in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Apostle Edwin and Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Minister Tina Brown, and of course we have our beautiful sister here with us this morning. Sister Gladys is in the house, and we just praise God for all of you that are here with us this morning. So at this time, we are going to let the praise party begin, and we are going to ask that Apostle Edwin Holloway come forth and open us in prayer. Amen.
Let us bow our hearts in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God of heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we come before your throne, O God, this morning, to come to worship and bow down to you, to give you praise, to give you glory and honor, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just ask you, Lord, to move by your spirit, by your power, by your stretched out arm this morning. We ask you, Lord, to touch, open up the hearts of everyone and break up the fallow ground, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will hear a word, hear the word, hear and accept, oh God, the word in the name of Jesus. God, touch us, oh God, in this service, God. Use your speaker of the hour for your glory, Lord. Bless her and give her the strength, give her the anointing, anoint her for this hour, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch every heart, touch every soul. Bless, oh God, every listener, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just want to give you praise. We just want to give you glory. We just want to give you honor, God. Allow this, oh God, to go around the world and touch, oh God, those that are martyrs, those that are standing for you. And
yes,
people around them are accusing them and abusing them. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you are the great I am, that you look high and you look low. So, Father
Lord,
touch your God today in the name of Jesus through this broadcast. In Jesus' name we pray. Let all of us say amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. And the voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and never hope to be, I owe it all
hallelujah, and glory to God. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading, and each and every week we ask our beautiful mother of the church, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come and bring us this beautiful reading from the devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. So won't you please turn your attention to Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you. Thank you, Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
The meditational reading entitled this morning, How Do You See God? It's asking us the question, which he usually does. We're looking at Luke 7 and 9. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned around and said to the crowd that followed him, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Now, the way you see Jesus, the revelation that you have of him, will not affect God's acceptance of you, but it will affect your acceptance of what God has for you. It will affect how you receive from him. Consider the Roman centurion who told Jesus, you don't have to come to my house. Just speak the word and my servant at home will be healed. Verses 6 and 7. Compare him with Jairus, the ruler of a synagogue, who told Jesus, my daughter is dying. Please come to my house and lay your hand on her, and she shall live. Mark 5, 22 and 23. Do you know that Jesus does not have to go to or come to our houses to heal us? So why did Jesus follow Jairus to his house? Jesus had to come down to Jairus' level of faith. Jairus believed that his daughter could be healed, but only if Jesus came and laid his hands on her. The centurion was different. He said, Lord, you don't have to come to my house. I know who you are. This centurion believed that Jesus did not have to come to his house for his servant to be healed. He believed that Jesus only needed to speak the word. He said to Jesus, just speak the word and my servant at home will be healed. Do you know who Jesus is? The centurion had a greater understanding of who Jesus is than Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, and he wasn't even a Jew. Jesus asked his disciples, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Mark 4 and 40. He even remarked, O you of little faith, Matthew 6 and 30. But to the woman whose daughter was demon-possessed, he said, O woman, great is your faith. See Matthew 15 and 28. And to the centurion, he declared, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. My desire is for you to have an accurate understanding of who Jesus is, because when your revelation of Jesus is big, you will know what has been freely given to you. And when you know what is yours in Christ Jesus, you will be rich in all things. May God add blessing and favor to the reader, hearer, and doers of his holy word. The thought for today, the size of your revelation of Jesus will affect how you receive from him. Amen and praise God.
Hallelujah. Live in me, Jesus. Have your way in me. Live in me, Jesus. that this generation may ever see. So live in me, Jesus, please, Lord, then have your way in me. Live in me, Jesus, have your way in me. Yeah. Please live in me, Jesus, then I have your
I'll be your legs to walk.
I'll be
Oh, hallelujah and glory to God. Live in me, Jesus. That is my daily prayer. And speaking of prayer, it is now prayer time once again here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time when we just come together as a family, hallelujah, and we lift up our issues, our concerns, hallelujah. We petition God to move, and we stand in the gap for those that all over the world that might not know that they need to pray, know how to pray. They might not know Jesus. So to this morning and every Sunday morning, we come before the Lord and we lift up all of our loved ones, our unsaved loved ones, the government, anything that God has placed in our spirit to pray about. This is the time when we come together to touch and agree. And we have a beautiful intercessor, as always, coming to us this morning. She is none other than our very own apostle, Zeta Flowers, and she will now lead us in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us come before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Let us come. Hallelujah. Believing and trusting. Father God, we come to you this morning. We come to you, Lord, asking that you would move in a mighty way, in a supernatural and in miraculous ways. Lord, we lift up our petitions. We lift up the world situation, the chaos, all of the things that are going on in Israel.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We lift up that situation. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, Lord, that you would move in your people's behalf in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Those that are at war with one another, we pray, Lord, that you would step in to the situation in the name of Jesus, because only you can straighten it out. Only you can fix it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that you would move in the political realm and all of those that think that they know, hallelujah, what should be done. We pray, Lord, that you would move and that your will be done in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift up all of your people, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that are involved in this situation, that are suffering, hallelujah, that are being killed in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We come against those that are rioting and those that are burning synagogues and burning churches, hallelujah, and going against leaders that you have put in position. Oh, God, we give it all to you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, asking, Lord, that you would have your way in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, protect your people, Lord, in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we praise you for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We lift up those that we know. Hallelujah. We lift up people everywhere that are in the hospital, that are suffering, that are going through situations, hallelujah, and in circumstances, Lord, that they didn't even know that they would find themselves in. But we know, Lord, that you, hallelujah, you are the one. You are the physician, the great physician. Hallelujah. You are the way maker. Hallelujah. You are everything, hallelujah, that we need. Hallelujah. So we pray that you will operate this morning, that you would move, hallelujah, in these situations in the name of Jesus. And we lift up those, Lord, that we personally know about. We lift up them. We lift up our own relatives that are suffering, hallelujah,
Lord,
that are in hospitals, hallelujah, that are getting in. Oh, in the name of Jesus, that are going through situations, Lord. And,
and we just
pray, Lord, because we have hope and we have faith. And
Jesus.
We know what you can do. Touch
Evangelist
Horton's family this morning
in
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. We pray, Lord, hallelujah, that you would touch the Scott family this morning, that you would move in their situations, God. Hallelujah. We call forth a miracle in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. In the Diyashana. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that you would raise up Evangelist Scott this morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Touch her husband, her companion. Touch her children, Lord. Have your way,
Lord.
God. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Again, Lord, we know you as the great physician. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So we're depending on
you
this
Lord.
Morning.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We're depending on your move. Hallelujah. Because
yes,
you only move
Lord.
Supernaturally. Hallelujah. So we're looking to you, Lord. We're not looking in the natural sense. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're looking to you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're looking for a heavenly, hallelujah, move of God. Hallelujah. We know what you can do, Lord. Hallelujah. We know what you will loose in the heavenlies. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In our behalf here on the earth. And so we're depending
yes,
on
sir.
It this morning. In the mighty
yes,
name
sir.
Of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Now we ask, Lord, that you would go into the prisons and the juvenile
yes,
halls.
Lord.
And we know, Lord, that there is going to be a great release of prisoners, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just pray, Lord, that there will be one that I know, Lord, one that's close to my heart. Hallelujah. That he will be in that number. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
And not
bring
just
brother
to be
home.
Free. Hallelujah, but to come out and serve you, hallelujah,
yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. It's one thing to be free, hallelujah, but it's another one to be, it's a better one to be free in Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
Depending and believing on you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you. Hallelujah. We lift up all the listeners this morning that are listening
yes,
in
Lord.
Spirit Alive, asking, Lord, that you would deposit something in them today, Lord, that they can
yes,
go forth
Jesus.
With, hallelujah, that will carry them, hallelujah, through the week, hallelujah, that they may be strengthened and able to bless somebody else in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we lift up the Spirit of Life Ministries at large. We lift up Bishop Shirlene Cook, hallelujah. We lift up her
bless
mother
you.
This morning. We thank you for
Jesus.
Mother Shirley Mitchell. We thank you for
yes,
touching.
Lord.
We thank you for what you have done. Hallelujah.
Yes,
for what
Lord.
You are continuing to do for her. Hallelujah.
Yes,
how
Lord.
You are still working through her, in her, and
yes,
through
Lord.
Her. So we praise you for that, Lord. Hallelujah. The enemy didn't
thank
have
you,
his
Jesus.
Way. Hallelujah. And he won't have his way. Hallelujah. So we are trusting in you and believing in you,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
and putting on our armor, hallelujah, that
yes,
we can
Lord.
Withstand, hallelujah, the tricks and the schemes and all the things that the enemy tries to come against us with, hallelujah. We are walking in your power, walking in victory because of you, and we thank you for that today. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Today, I'm hungry and I'm ready for change. I run too far to still be the same. See who I was, I give him away. Today, no longer bound by what people say. I know that I will make mistakes. I fall, but I refuse to stay. Today,
I've been waiting all my life to get to the door. There are life for so much more.
Today we go.
Today,
I see the hurt upon your face. Thinking how much more of this can I take? In a minute I'm about to break. Today, see the pain has purpose, so don't throw it away. There's a harvest if you only wait. Don't walk out now, I need you to stay. Today. today.
Though you never felt wind blow like this before, but if what you see is all you see, you will miss that so much more.
Today we go. I feel my last drop of rain. I believe I'm gonna be okay today. See, today I'm still here because of my faith. I believe that Jesus still is the way. I said his name cause I'm not afraid today.
Woo!
Glory to God and hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's message. Please, if you have not already done so, retrieve your Bibles and turn to the book of Galatians. We will be looking at chapter 2, verse 20. Turn your Bibles to the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20. If you are listening via your computers, you are welcome to go to BibleGateway.com and type in Galatians 2:20, and it will bring up this morning's text for you. Most gracious and Heavenly Father, I come before your throne of grace, asking that you will remove me from self. Step into this body of clay, Lord, and speak through me. Use me, Father God, for your purpose and your glory. Lord, I pray that this teaching will bless your people. I pray that it will edify your saints, Lord. And if there is someone that does not know you in the pardon of their sin, that today would be the day that they would change their eternal address. Today would be the day that they will come and make you their Lord and Savior.
for all that I am and in all that I do. I give our honor and glory to pray and the praise to you. I pray this and all other things in Jesus' name. Amen. I began this month's series with a lesson entitled Alive in Christ. Last week I shared that one of the greatest gifts that we could give to our children or to anyone is our faith. So if we're going to leave a legacy of faith, then we must live the abundant life now. So now I want you to look with me at our text. In Galatians 2 and 20, the Word of God says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Now, I have been in ministry for a long time, and I've talked to a lot of people. But it seems like to me, even though we profess to be Christians, a lot of us are waiting until we get to heaven to enjoy life. But Jesus said in John 10 and 10 that he came to give us life and life more abundant. So that means that we should be living an abundant life right now. Right now. It is time for us to live now. So what does that mean to live the abundant life right now? Well, we just read our passage, and today's text is a very beloved passage. It's quoted, it's printed, and it's often repeated. And this is one of Paul's grandest declarations yet about what exactly happens when someone is saved or they're justified by placing their faith in Christ. In a very real sense, Paul's argument is that we become so closely attached to him that we die with him and he begins to live in us. Paul has been emphasizing that faith, and faith alone is what saves us. So that adding of requirements of good deeds or rituals, that's all contrary to the gospel of God. Now listen, Christ was crucified for our sin, and by faith we trust that his death paid for our personal sin. In that way, we are crucified with him. Our sin with him died on the cross with him. That sin for us dies, and it is replaced by the resurrected Jesus Christ, by the power of his Holy Spirit that lives within us. Oh, yes, we continue to live in the flesh, of course, but our lives are now directed not by our sinful selves, but by our faith in Jesus. When Paul said it was no longer he who lived, he didn't mean the end to his God-given personality or uniqueness, but rather he was talking about that sinful Paul who was powerless at the hand of sin. It's the same with us today. Christ frees us to be human and whole again, the way he intended us to be in the garden from the very beginning. He empowers us to walk away from the things that were killing us and walk towards Christ, who fills us with life. He is steadily rebuilding his image in us by his Son's death through his Spirit. Praise be to God who is making all things new. And Paul expands on this great truth powerfully in Romans 6, 1 through 8. Now, I used this passage in lesson 1 of this series, and once again, the Word of God reads, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, we have been dead with Christ. We believe that we shall also live with him. Now, in Romans 5, 8 through 10, Paul writes these words. And it's a very popular passage. We know it well. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Now here for the first time, Paul mentions Jesus' motives for giving himself for us. It was love. Christ died for us because he loves us. See, Christ is unlike the unyielded system of the law. See, Christ isn't motivated by what we do or don't do. Christ is motivated by his love, his compassion, and his concern for us. Galatians 2:20 says, the life I now live. Let me tell you something, saints. Life is for living, okay? And I'm not talking about merely existing. As children of God, we have been given the gift of abundant life straight from Jesus himself. But everywhere we turn these days, we can hear people and see people struggling to get ahead in life for all sorts of reasons. Christians just shouldn't live or think this way. Now, I know that life is not a bed of roses, but I've also learned that life is very much about our attitude, as Mr. Mitchell read in our reading this morning. And the attitude that we adopt for our life will determine the kind of life that we live. Little Jesus, merely existing. A lot of Jesus in your life, you're going to live an abundant life. Jesus came into our life to give us life and life more abundantly. And in the verses prior to that statement, Jesus declared that he is the door for us, his sheep. And that if we enter by that door, we will be saved and we will go in and out and we will find pasture. When Jesus is Lord of our life, then he leads and guides us in the ways of truth, that abundant life. He leads us to that good pasture. Good pasture leaves us contented and fulfilled because we know we're being cared for by the very best being in the whole universe, Jesus. If Jesus has not made a positive difference in our lives and we're calling ourselves Christians, if Jesus has not caused us to live with joy, if Jesus has not caused us to rejoice, and if Jesus has not caused us to want to impact others for the good and for God, then there's something wrong with our relationship with Jesus. Amen. You know. Because, you know, we need to understand things. I know a lot of us, well, we don't talk about the enemy. Oh, no, we don't give the enemy his due. The Word of God says, know your adversary. Yeah. Know your adversary. And he roams around like a lion, devouring who he may. Well, you just make sure you're not one of those that he devours as he may, because that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to come and rob us of that abundant life that Jesus gave us. He wants to take everything that Jesus has given us and turn it and twist it and make it work against us. But oh, hallelujah, when you keep your hand in the hand of Jesus,
yeah,
that won't work.
Yeah.
Because every time he come up on me, I just tell him, greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. My God came to give me an abundant life. And let me tell you another thing, Satan. Jesus don't lie. I'm resting in his love. I'm feeding on his promises. And I'm serving him in such a way that other people are going to find the abundant life too. So fooey, 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 double fooey on you. You and I have been to stop nothing over here, because I'm living my life now, and I'm living my best life now, because my Jesus never intended for me to merely exist. He wants us to live in an abundant life, on purpose, with purpose, for his glory.
Yeah.
You see, when Jesus is allowed to take control of our life, It will motivate us to do his will.
Yeah.
See, we will live a life of purpose in him and for him. Because living is for the here and now.
Yeah.
I now live. Acts 20 and 24 tells us, but none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of grace of God. Let me tell you something, thanks to God. For as long as we are given the gift of life on this earth, we should be striving to become more and more like Jesus.
Yeah.
We should be striving to have our minds renewed and our lives transformed. We should be living as he lived, walking as he walked, talking as he talked, and living that life of faith that testifies to the goodness of God in our lives. And not only that, we should be focusing on discipleship.
Yeah.
When it comes to the goodness of God, we can't be hoarders. We can't try to keep it all to ourselves. We got to go out there and give that thing away. We got to go out there and teach, because while Christ was on the earth, he discipled others. And to really live the abundant life means we have to do the same. Consider what Paul said to Timothy. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others.
Yeah.
So right there, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
In this verse, we see four generations of Christians. Paul teaching Timothy. Timothy teaching other people. And other men teaching others. That is what it means to live in the now for Christ. It means to be a disciple that disciples others so that one day they're going to turn around and they're going to do the same thing. Now, check this out. Being a disciple maker doesn't necessarily mean you have to meet with somebody every day. Doesn't mean you have to read a book with them. Doesn't mean you have to talk through the implications. It only means this. You're living your life with other people. You're not self-absorbed. You're not self-centered. But you're meeting with them. You're listening to them. You're sharing with them. You're praying with them. You're applying the word of God to any situation with them. And you're living and walking it out together. Are you willing to be available to others, to live with them, to encourage them, to share life experiences with them? And to help them to spiritually progress. That is what to live in the now, to live that abundant life means. Like Christ, Paul spent his life discipling other people. Paul spent his life helping other people to build his faith. So see, living that abundant life means living in the here and the now. Because if we are belong to Jesus Christ, then Christ is our life. In John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh through the Father but by me.
Yeah.
So let's not get this twisted. Jesus is the only way to the Father.
Yeah.
Not Buddha.
Hallelujah.
Not Allah.
Yeah.
Not the Dalai Lama. Jesus.
Amen.
Is the only way.
Amen.
Only way. And then when we understand that he is the only way, then we become to understand that it is not us, but Christ living in us.
Yeah.
Christ. We're living in a way. We're living in an abundant life. So others might come to know him and his life, because he's our life. Colossians 3 and 4 says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all something, saints. If y'all think y'all going to be living the abundant life up there in heaven, you best be living the abundant life down here.
Yeah.
Okay? Let me tell you that right now.
Amen.
What you sitting up here waiting on?
Yeah.
Life is for living.
Yeah.
It's not for waiting. The word of God says, I now live. We live because he lives.
Jesus said that to him in John 14:9. Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not know me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show me the Father? See, to know Jesus, to know his character, to know his word, is to know the Father. Hallelujah. And if we know that we live because he lives, then we know that we are in union with Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Corinthians 3:13-4 says, for though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. Mm-hmm. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. Mm-hmm. Romans 8:17 tells us that we are joint heirs in this shared life. We are co-laborers that will be glorified together with Christ. Because it says right here in Romans 8:17, and if the children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified by him. Okay, so if Christ is living in us, and he died so that we could have an abundant life, what are we waiting on? I came to ask you this morning, what is it that is stopping you from living that abundant life? Is it your fear? The fear of being rejected? The fear of failing? Here, I got a word for you this morning. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind.
Yeah.
I got a word for you this morning.
Yeah.
What's stopping you from living the abundant life? Are you getting in your own self way? Are you trying to do it your way instead of allowing God to do it his way? Because see, it all connects. Everything works together. See, because when you're trying to do things your way, then you know you can't go up to God praying the way you're supposed to, because you want things done your way. You're afraid God is going to say no. Or you believe that somebody else is going to have the power to knock you down. Are you out of your mind? All things are possible with God.
Yeah.
And what God says is for you, it's for you.
Yeah.
And can't nobody take that away from you. If you know you are a child of God, live. Live your best day.
Yeah.
Live. Live for the glory. Live for the kingdom of God. Live. Get out there and do something today. I'm so tired of hearing Christians talking about, well, you know, I'm just waiting on the Lord. I'm just, no, the Lord is waiting on you.
Yeah.
Live.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's waiting on you. Don't you get it? We got it out of order. See, we got too many wait and see Christians. You know, we pray. Then we start talking, oh, Lord, show me a sign. Look. He's already given us a sign, his word, his life. How much more do you need? Live. He died so we can live. Live. Live your best life and do it today. Love on somebody today. Lift somebody up today. Don't worry about your pedigree. God don't care about your degrees and your MITs and your PhDs. God is concerned about our hearts. How are we living? We may be the only epistle somebody reads. What are they reading? What are they reading? Lord have mercy. We had Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, first of all, sit up in heaven. Watch us down here clowning, acting a fool, sinning, losing our doggone minds. But the Word of God said, in the fullness of time. In the fullness of time. After sitting up there all that time watching us,
looking at us in our ingratitude, looking at us in our rebellion, looking at us. He says in the fullness of time, he loved us so much. He who was there in the beginning, the Word, Jesus the Logos, allowed himself to don filthy flesh and come into this world only to die so that we might live. And after we've been given such a gift, we have the nerve, we have the audacity to say, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm just going to skate on through to the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I shot and buck in my house, but, you know, I ain't going to let nobody else know how I feel. I might raise my hands every once in a while on a Sunday, but now I'm not going to get carried away and go out there and do prison ministry. That's too much right there. Well, my Jesus, you know, I might get up and tip through the church, but I ain't going to tip through the homeless. Okay. You know, my Lord,
man,
we got a lot of doggone nerves, some of us Christians. Okay, we really do. But God says for us to live.
Yeah.
Live right now. How are we going to tell people? How are we going to convince people of the goodness of God if we sitting up here living like we're in bondage? How are we going to teach somebody to be free if we're living like we're in bondage? If we're too scared to take one step. Let me tell you something. If you take one step, got to take two.
Yeah.
You know, stop waiting to see what God's going to do all the time. Especially if you don't think he's saying nothing, maybe he, because he ain't saying that, because he's like, I'm waiting on you. Because, baby, I didn't give this assignment to your brother, your sister, your mama, your daddy. I gave it to you.
Amen.
And I'm not going to send not one person to help you till I see that you are willing to do the work.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do nothing until you, I know you have considered the cost. That's my next week's message. The cost of the call. You know, you can live an abundant life right now. Live. Live your life. Don't let nobody speak negativity over you. People get all upset. People say something to you. You get all in your little feelings, and you get all hurt and things, and you're walking around, and you think God don't love you. That's not God. That's flathead. Lying to you, using people to try to discourage you. But you say, I don't care what you say. I know I'm living for Jesus. And let me tell you, I got a word for you. I was fearfully and wonderfully made. And there's nothing you can do about that. Because, see, God didn't ask your permission when he made me, okay? Okay. All right? You know, I'm just telling you. You know, greater is he that's in us than he that is in this world. You know, I'm living my best life. I'm not living a wait and see with a wait and see attitude. When God says move, I'm moving. Now, I might not know what the next three moves are going to be. I might not know my future, but I know who holds my future in his hand. Okay? So I'm going to walk with him, and I'm going to talk with him, and I'm going to trust him, and I'm going to believe him, and I'm going to live my life now, unapologetically. I'm going to live right now for Jesus. If I'm too naive for you, I'm too corny for you, oh, well. It's just right for Jesus. If I live a little bit too holy for you, or I want things a little bit too much in order for you, oh, well, it's just right for Jesus. I'm living for Jesus. I'm living the abundant life right now for Jesus. Not for my mama, not for my brothers, not for my cousins, not for my ministry family. I'm living for Jesus. And I'm doing it right now. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Live, saints of God. Live. Pray to the Lord. Then trust him to do everything that he says he's going to do. Read his word. Live according to that word and watch God do everything that he says he's going to do. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Everything that God has ever said, God has done. So what you holding back on your life for? If he gave us an abundant life, why are we living like we have a mediocre life or a so-so life or an ordinary life? There is nothing ordinary about a saint of God, nothing, because he says we are a peculiar people. He says that, hallelujah, we are ministers of reconciliation. God says we are more than conquerors in Christ that loves us. God says, so what's keeping you from living? Right now, it might be you don't have a relationship with this Lord and Savior Jesus that you hear us talk about here. But right now, I'm going to have Minister Tina Brown come forth, and she is going to invite you into a relationship with Jesus, and then she is going to pray for you. Amen. Come forth, Minister Tina.
Amen, amen. Brothers and sisters, Jesus loves you. If you just bow your heads right now and say, Lord, come into my heart. Please forgive me of my sins. I believe that you died on the cross for me, Heavenly Father, and I make you your Lord and Savior. Pardon me. If you say that and you believe it in your heart, Jesus is going to be with you. He is with you right now. Lord, Heavenly Father, I just come to you today and giving you the praise and the glory for our brothers and sisters out there who have accepted you as their Lord and Savior, Heavenly Father. We know you are the way, and only through you can we get to the Father, Heavenly Father. Thank you for blessing our brothers and sisters who have come to you today and accepted you as their Lord and Savior. Now, brothers and sisters, saints of God, we know that if you get into the Word and you believe in our Lord Jesus, and you pray the prayers that you've heard us pray throughout the broadcast today, you know Christ is going to be with you. Positive things are coming your way.
Yes, hallelujah.
You've got to believe.
Yes, beautiful.
In Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. That was beautiful, Minister Tina. Beautiful job. Yes, my baby. Yes, ma'am. That's how you do that there. Hallelujah. See, just in case you don't know, world, I'm very inspired and blessed by the Spirit Alive family. And, you know, we don't run on flukes over here. We run on the Spirit over here. So, hallelujah. I praise God for Minister Tina this morning. Now, I'm going to ask that my brother is in the house, and I can't, you know, I got to get the men up in the house. I'm going to go to my brother, Minister Anthony, this morning and just say good morning to you, mighty man of God. I love you. Come on in the room. Put your praise on it, child.
Thank you, Sister Bishop. We're talking about an abundant life. It's also a question of, we know what an abundant life's all about. You just preached on it, Bishop, so you open the door for folks to know about it. The Holy Spirit works through you to do that. The thing is, though, with all that we have and all that we've been experiencing in life and the things we've learned and taken and practiced, it's like how much of that tends to get in the way of us opening our hearts to our Messiah, to Jesus, to Yeshua.
Yeah, come on, honey.
That we become our own obstacle in this relationship with Him. You say, well, hey, I know you're talking about an abundant life, but I kind of like things the way they are. You know, things are fine like they are. It's like that's not how it works. That's not how it works. You know, we're going to be uncomfortable in this walk. Why? Because,
yes.
Well, Jesus was uncomfortable. He was subjected to all types of persecution. He had to deal with being rejected by his own hometown. You know, he had to deal with betrayal. You know, he had to deal with unjust being judged wrongly, you know, suffering, going through every foul thing imaginable on this earth. And what did he do? What did he cause to bring that on? Not a thing. Not a thing.
Never said a mumbling word.
You know, so the thing is, how many of us don't want to go through that? That's pretty much
Come
all
on.
We don't.
Come
but
on,
the reality
Teach
is,
this
you
morning
really,
now. Put the praise on it.
If you want to walk with him, you truly want to walk with him, then you got to follow his footsteps. And his footsteps
right.
aren't the most exciting. They aren't the most pleasurable. They're not going to bring you joy as the world sees joy. But it's going to be the type of joy that is unspeakable. It's got nothing to do with this earth. It's got nothing to do with man's approval or acceptance. And if we really want to walk with him, then we're going to have to start throwing away the things of the world, rejecting what's comfortable to us, and everything, every single thing that gets in the way of our walk with him. And that's about you searching, allowing Father God to search your heart.
Yeah.
To stop playing the power game, to stop saying, I got this, stop wanting to take control over everything. Because when we say I surrender all, that is all.
What we do.
Not a little bit. No, that's all, everything. Not just
Hallelujah,
money, not just our finances. Not just
Hallelujah,
our
Jesus.
Not
use
just
him,
our,
God.
Our relationships.
Use him, God.
Every
Amen.
Single thing. And that's until we do, until you do, until I do, then we're just living a lie. And then that's giving the devil power. And we're supposed
Amen.
To talk to him and say, you get out, devil. You got no business in my life. You got no business in my business.
Amen. Hallelujah. That was good. Hallelujah. So, just because of flathead talk doesn't mean we have to listen. Amen. All right, come on in the room, Mother Mitchell, and put your praise on it.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful message today. So much information. I was so blessed by the messages, I'm sure everyone that listened to it. And, you know, God doesn't want anything from us. He doesn't need our money. He doesn't need our fancy clothes and big hats. All he needs is our heart stayed on him and looking for him and at him to learn more and more about how we should be like him every day, no matter how tired we get or anything. Keep looking toward the cross. That's where he did the work that saved us, was from that old tree on Calvary. Never stop looking at the cross, because if you're looking at the cross, you're seeing the master. Because that's why he had to go to that cross. So we would have some place where we could look and see him and give honor and glory to him for the work that he did to save our souls.
Amen.
So we could live and be closer and closer to him. And I just thank God that every Sunday I get to hear a message, not just a message, but a message preached by my daughter. That gives me hope for tomorrow, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can become stronger in him and with him. He doesn't need me to do anything but just keep my eye on him and my hand in his hand.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Bishop, for the message today. And I love each and every one of the people on this staff and the ministry. They are Holy Ghost filled. They have the power of Christ in them.
Yes, they do.
And there ain't nothing else that's worth having
in
this whole world but the abundant life through Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Bishop.
That's awesome. Thank you, Mother Mitchell. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. We blessing the Lord now. We putting our praise on it now. Oh, hallelujah. I done got happy now. So, look, I'm going to go on a little bit higher. We're going to go on a little bit higher with Apostle Zeta Flowers. Come on in the room and put your praise on it, my sister.
Praise the Lord. That was a powerful message. And all of the comments from each one was just right on. I really enjoyed, I believe it was Minister Anthony, how
yeah.
he just really brought it out.
brought
just
it
the
out.
Way it is. And so it's been really good. I enjoyed what I heard, the words, the comments, everything. The entire service has just been a blessing. And I'm sure
Thank
that
you,
it
Mother.
Reached out and touched others that needed it as well. So I just praise God and thank you and
thank you, Mother,
for making it all possible.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mother.
It's all about reaching somebody.
That's
Amen.
Right. Come on now. That's
Amen.
Good. Reaching.
God bless.
God bless you. We love you so much.
Love
all
you
right.
too.
We got to get out of now. We're going to follow that up with our little sister, our sister Gladys. I know she up in here. She should be over here just probably running around the living room right about now. But Sister Gladys, come on in the room, baby.
Amen.
Amen.
Running around the living room. Running around the living room. I just ran around the block.
Amen.
I truly thank God for this ministry.
Amen.
Oh, I thank God. I thank God for the word that came forth today. Bishop
Amen.
Cook, you couldn't have said it any better. My. The power is in the message. I thank God.
Lord.
I thank God. God for teaching of how to have an abundant life.
Yeah.
Oh my God. My God. I just thank God, like I said, for this ministry, for the teaching, for everyone's presence, for the prayers.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank God for the turnaround in my life. Ah,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory.
Thank you. And I had not been told about this if I had not checked into this ministry. If I
hallelujah.
Had not been introduced to this ministry by my own.
Apostle. Hallelujah, Apostle Zeta. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless
Lord.
The woman of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whom I love dearly. And
yes.
you
thank you, Lord.
For mentioning about a person following God's way through the action of a person.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
I truly
thank
did
you, Lord.
So through Ms. Zeta Flowers. Apostle.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you for it.
For working with
it's you, Lord,
and seeing how big, I mean, huge
her family. Yeah, family hurt.
I needed that. And I just
Hallelujah,
thank God
Jesus.
It's not a day that doesn't pass. I don't think about her. Pray for her. Pray for this ministry.
Yeah, glory. Bless you, sis.
And I thank God for you all. I thank God for you praying for me. And you
yeah,
all have a
always.
Wonderful day, God, on today. Yes.
Bless you, sis. We love you. We love you. God bless you, beautiful one. Hallelujah. Well, we got to go down to our Southwest division down there in Arizona. Well, we're going to go on down to Apostle Edwin and Prophetess Kathleen Holloway's, and we're going to get the good praise from the South. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. We are so happy for the word today. God is so good, and we're living our best life now. We got to live it every day, believe it every day. And what really caught my ear was that when Bishop said, God is waiting on us. Yeah, we wait on God. We wait before God. But sometimes God is waiting on us. And my testimony from last year, I was in so much pain, and I just thank God for you all praying with me and for me.
Praise the Lord.
Last year, about the time I was feeling pain, the Lord was asking me, he was telling me to do something. I want you to do something right now. And I thought to myself, I said, Lord, I'm in pain. I'm still in pain. How am I going to do? I can barely walk. Pick up the phone. Start making phone calls. And God was waiting on me to move out in faith. And he gave me the scripture. They were healed as they went. So sometimes, like Bishop said, it doesn't always feel good to obey God or move out in him. I think Minister Anthony mentioned something about it too.
Yeah, amen.
It's important to go on and obey. And I thank God he's moved me along little by little as I obeyed him. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Father.
Okay.
We just give God praise. We give God praise, glory, and honor for the word. It was powerful. It was right on. We got to step out by faith and do what God said to do. He's living the abundant life. We have to do, we seek God with our whole heart. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You first got to seek God. Once you find out what God has for you, wants you to do, then you step out by faith and do. And in that, you will reap the abundant life.
You
will be able to minister to somebody, just talking to somebody. You're probably sitting in the doctor's office and somebody sitting next to you, even though we're in the pandemic. But when we were able to sit close, somebody sitting next to you, and you can start talking about the Lord. You know, you get you get up a conversation, and you can tell them how good God was for you. You're in the doctor's office. I just need to come and get checked up. That's all. I once was, but God came. Jesus died, and he healed me. He said, He healed me. So I know what God can do. I know where he's taking me, and I know who's who. I know the voice of the Lord. I know the voice of the adversary. So I know what to say and know what to do, and I keep on stepping. Yeah, you step your toe, get up, brush yourself off, and keep on going. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. And we live this abundant life in him. Him in us and us in him. He once came to my door and knocked on the door of my heart, and I accepted him. I accepted him as my Lord and Savior. The little junk and the mess that I was in, after I got saved, he took it away. He took it. We can't get rid of it, but he can. So
he can.
Be encouraged, saints. Be encouraged and live this abundant life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Ooh, that was beautiful. Thank you so much. Now, Minister Tina, come on back in the room and put your praise on it, sweetheart.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. I've been singing all day, listening to the message today. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for this message. Really, it really was powerful. It really stuck into my heart, living our best life now. And the Lord is waiting on us sometimes. If we don't step out in faith, we don't walk by faith, we don't have him in our heart, knowing that the Lord is always there for us. We doubt that sometimes when the blessings get squashed. So thank you for that.
Thank you for that. I'm just so thankful. Praise God. I just praise God for you, Bishop. Thank you. And the ministry. Thank you so much.
Amen. Glory to God. We have had a hallelujah good time here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience. Well, let me put it like this. I have had a hallelujah good time here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience today. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray that all of you have, too. And if there be nothing else, we're going to have Mother Mitchell read us our benediction, and I will dismiss you.
And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have been listening to the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, and we are just so glad that you joined us here today. We pray that you continue to have an abundantly blessed week. Hallelujah. That you live your best life now. And just a friendly reminder, hallelujah, the Spirit of Life Network programming is still on hiatus until the 1st of June, and then you can look forward to all these anointed people coming back. We're going to be fresh. We're going to be new. We're going to be restored, and we're going to be ready to go. Hallelujah. So we just want you to, in the meantime, you can be listening to over 3,000 programs that you that can be archived, that are in our archives. So we just invite you to go over to the Spirit Alive Network or the Spirit Alive Ministry Network on Blog Talk Radio, or simply Google the host or the program name, and all of our programs will come up for your convenience. So once again, have a beautiful and blessed week. God bless you. We will dismiss you from this. You are dismissed from this service, but not from his presence. So God, go and God bless you. And it's from our household to your household. It is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Have a blessed week, everybody. I love you. God bless you.
I love you.
I love you too.
Love everybody. God bless you, mighty warriors. Hallelujah.
And Piglet says he loves you.
Love you.
Okay, I love Piglet.
Love you. Bye-bye.